The DNR currently regulates more than 400 hazardous air pollutants pumped out by industry. The updated rule package would add more compounds, such as those emitted by stationary diesel generators. A few compounds would be dropped, and emission standards would be revised for about a third of the list, with the goal of setting risk-based limits for chemicals that cause cancer. DNR Air Management official Caroline Garber says the new plan reflects better science.
Most of the standards that are in the current rule were about 20 years old, so there's been a lot of advance in knowledge, and we're taking advantage of that and updating our standards.
State lawmakers last fall raised three concerns about the rule package. The concerns centered on the regulation process the DNR uses, some details of the diesel generator plan, and pollution from agricultural sites. Garber says the DNR now wants a 3 to 4 year exemption for the ag and livestock operations.
The reason we're doing this is that at both the federal and state levels, there are initiatives that are soon to begin to come up with regulatory approaches for agricultural facilities and livestock operations, and so we feel that it makes sense for us to wait.
Environmental groups take issue with several parts of the so-called air toxics update. The general concerns are that the proposal gives some industries too many loopholes and that the state is failing to protect against cumulative effects of many different pollutants. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.